whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Tage, you guys had a little adversity in the third. I don't think it was a bad period. I mean, it was the one shift, basically, that they scored the goal on when they hemmed you guys in. How did you guys keep it together and persevere to get the win?
Well, I mean, I think we've been in situations like that all season. So had a lot of experiences to draw off. Obviously, it's a kind of an unlucky bounce. Those happen in the game sometimes out of your control, and it's how you respond. And I thought we did a good job responding all game. Just to, you know, the pushes they had, they're a good team. So they had shifts where they're in our zone and got good looks. And I don't think we let it affect us, and went right back to playing our game and kept it simple and direct, and got rewarded for it tonight.
What's been the big difference between the starts for you guys this year compared to last year? I mean, you're scoring first more often than not. You're leading after one, you know, quite a bit. I think 20 games, 21 games at this point.
Yeah. I think for us, just keeping things simple early. I think, you know, it's usually when we have a recipe for success is when we're just keeping things simple, moving pucks north, not bringing them back towards our own net. And I think that gets us out to a good start for the most part against a lot of teams. And I think where we've caught ourselves in trouble is we get a lead and we start to feel good about our game and we start to hold on to pucks a little longer and try to make that extra play, and comes back to get you. So I think that's something that we're progressively getting better at as we move down the road here. Something we need to continue to get better at. But all in all, I thought I really liked our game tonight.
You've been generating a lot personally. Are you feeling better? I don't know if you were hampered by something, but you look like more like yourself, I guess, maybe the past few games.
I mean, I feel like I've been pretty good. I've liked my game. Obviously, it's tough to say you like anything about a 13-game losing streak. Obviously, you got to look in the mirror and be better. But yeah, been generating a lot of chances. I like to bear down and find a way to put those in the net. But creating a lot of offense and like the way I'm moving my feet with the puck and creating, getting some good looks. So just got to find ways to capitalize on them. But yeah, I mean, you never want to say you're comfortable with your game or satisfied with it, but you know, happy with the way I've been playing. But there's always another level you can get to.
Dave, like you said, you're 13-game losing streak. You guys are only at the halfway mark of the season. I mean, you should probably be buried. And you look at it, you're 6 points out. And what do you make of you only being at the halfway mark and you're still hanging?
I think that's something everyone in this room or most of the guys have learned. You know, I hate referring to 2 years ago, but I mean, we missed playoffs by 1 point, and everyone was saying the same thing back then too. So it's a long season, a lot can happen. So I think you can never count yourself out, and you just got to have a short-term mindset. I think you got to look at it one game at a time. You know, anything can happen. I think obviously in our division too, there's a lot of teams that are right there. In the mix, you know, handful of points away from each other. And I think it's who can just stay mentally strongest, you know, all the way until the end of the season. I think there's going to be teams here that are going to go on some cold streaks and some teams that are going to go on hot streaks, and it's going to separate, and we got to find ourselves in a hot streak. And I think it just each day come to the rink, try to get better, win or lose. It's a new day tomorrow. I think that's got to be our mindset. Obviously, when we've lost, we've carried it over into the next day, and it kind of snowballs. And I think the same can happen with wins is, you know, you won, it's great, and you got to turn the page and move on. We got a new task ahead of us, so it's got to be the mindset moving forward.